Most of the natives live in fear of our trombones. This is physical, not psychological. They wonder how we can bear what brass does to their ears, the voice of bright stone that hurts them so they fall and welter when we play the meekest reveille. Bright stone is any metal, tin as much as gold. They go to sleep as soon as it's dark. Arthritis in the finger joints goes with a fear of snakes. What dexterity they give up to windmill lissomeness. Every animal is an abandonment, a hell. Hear him. A voice has arms. Something is stirring in the world. The stars round up in a circle and stand like stones. Menhirs, Henri's Tony, 1931. How black the black, how white the sun. The wind takes shelter here. Wake up now, white caps. Wake, safe from the skirts of your dubious desire. No sail on the sound. It's all about conflict. Every voice conflicts with every other. But this is Dasein stuff. Conflict with nothing at stake. Just the right to disagree. And hope from all that lucency of sense, pronoun wrangling with pronoun, some better thing than gold will come. A revolution with no ifs in it. Dark hedges by the power station. The path so narrow, the snake can hardly slip along it. Any face could be looking from the leaves, goat face with human eyes, or any face at all, the glass remembers. Existential conflict, atheist theologians at each other's throats, dreamers dueling in their dream. Hackers had recovered everything anybody had ever thought. Trapped in the elegant machine, still clear as cuneiform. Once a thinking goes in language, it is locked in the world, and nothing can be lost. Language feeds on itself. Writing is practical. You stick it in, you wedge the clay apart and leave its lips gaping with significance. Lips of the wound made to speak, because once a thing is said, it can never be unspoken. Cuneiform lasts as long as weather does. That's what they're trying to tell you about your monumental hard drive, terabytes of permanence, awaiting centuries of indifference. Bravely your mind is a skylight in an old museum over the Assyrian sculpture, or vast gallery where arms and armor teach tepid knights and knightesses today to lick cold steel, and then the winter light falls down. All the historiated tapestries rustle in your head, if that is where your mind is stored. Nobody ever knew exactly. Somewhere between the hard drive and the sea. Can't you forget the sea? I can't forget anything. That's why you love me. Sometimes. The weird dyslexias of desire, Liebes Hass and After Mass, you squeezed against me in the Galilee. And all night long, of course, we dream of you who isn't you, being sweet to me who is not me. Sunday in the park, the language. They still speak Latin on this island. Sea fog shifting through the Catholic dead. The gleam of everything contradicts all laws. See, it is written and stays written. A mouth opens and says it wherever you look. The mind congested with its own simplicity. Around the corner where she waits. And waiting's all the makeup she needs, the air of expectancy, be it done to me according to thy word. Always that word, the meta thing, the narcissist in the mouth, gaze at the sound in your lips and try to get the mirror to forget. Make sense between us, not outside. Tell me why all the Catholics died. Tell me who the ghosts all are. They were the lepers on Penikes, the island always next door. Lucky for us that ghosts can't swim. Their names are on a single monument. All their nationalities are named. A stone that does your memory for you. Once you left the name inside the stone, something written in, the mind stays in the world. What we've been trying to establish, hair gel and heartbreak, I can't forget the smile, though I forget its girl. Sunday in the woman walk the beach. The light of the lamp spills out of the poem's stale. Banks of the mold-out turret window open. Someone falls. This is not his body. This is my body. Hope happens. The blur on the horizon has to be an island often. Gnomic dreams in Hartford. You were born there, the language. Changing rapidly, you slept your way to it. 47. Embedded song. Lyrical reporters, trapped in the battle they essay to describe. Wounded with news, as if a definition of the art or those who practice it, sine wave, signal generator, tone given off by the machine, embedded ear. And in the bushes behind the Masonic temple, all the Friday nights that ever were, barfing up of vowels, tawdry ecstasies, lying confessions, lyrical, the sun at midnight. All I'm good for. But the animal I ride, this wooden horse with clever tongue, that's grammar, that's the diff. You make a mark along the bark of sycamore, then try a generation later to tell it from the natural expression of such a moody tree. How can you, with such short breath, begin to translate the whims of wood, angels out of work? Then the crow, the cuff, the chariot, the ha-ha of horses, the acronyms of war, armies shun the simple names of things. Maybe shame keeps them from calling a gun, or a casualty a dead child. Maybe they know if they hurt language first, all the other victims will die quicker, and those who kill them won't have a clue to what they've done. But nobody knows. And nobody knows, nobody knows but me. I am the candle that lights without flame, the wolf you never have to feed, the fireman who lives in the fire, the Baltic schooner that needs no sea, or your precious sea again, mother of irony, our lady, so hard to let the word just say. We get so nervous around language. First thing you know, you'll be thinking or counting sounds like Jacobson. Such strange houses a poem builds, all windows and no doors, a monkey face at every window. 48. Nothing to do with your art career. The world gives you what you need. Say to it lucidly, you owe me nothing. I came here for my own pleasure. Let me share it with you. Like Epictetus, fruit trees, and no blame. While in the Holy Land, pee on the ground, to bring back your feeble golden river to its source, like a woman looking up a word in a lexicon. And you love her too. Why not? She came out of the mirror to embrace you, to understand what makes you come, touristing your way under the wet rainbow, into the old places where the wheat was sown, that fell from heaven. Alphabets they planted in the ground. You reap in her, and she reaps in you. The mirror healed and let you in. Now there is no excuse for knowing, and nothing to be known. No excuse for saying anything. Even if you do know a few words of Czech, stand quietly aside and let the tower fall. Then speak if you have to, and let it lift. And not a word yet about the flowers, the whole conspiracy you trust. 49. Dried cartilage on the dock, and far off horizon line of dawn trawlers sucking the sea up. Indelicate digestion of the whalefish, mimicked by political history, in the convent of ill-transformed desires. Where did I begin to go wrong in my analysis? Miss you terribly. History is everything you haven't thought of yet. That's how the stars start. Udders of the cow, Wasson's Amanita, religion a safe house for ecstasy, Veda, the sun's confession to a passing cloud of all she has not seen. The whole sky is repentance. And over a neighbor island, day is regular again. The old bruised purple fades from the hill, shredding recent history. So the mind makes up a whole new day, carrying nothing over from the old. Woke before seagulls and pissed in the sea, everything tries to go wrong. Let it. Liberty is always the other thing. When it forgets to look back at you from the mirror, then its work has really begun. How to do science or any other love, pause remembering, brain forgetting, nothing but the names of things, sailor rough and soap tree flowers. You can't do it without numbers. All my life I've tried, but you can get there at least, arrive. Footprint on naked sand and all strange fauna everywhere, naming you in their own way. Mosquitoes will tattoo you tonight on the new teak deck, and the moon try later to liquidate your brain, werewolf, etc., sleep inside my skin. Come aboard the foundering space probe that can't tell Nantucket from Aldebaran. There is a story here, if you just stop listening. Stories only tell themselves to the reluctant. Otherwise, the story will die into some other thing you've heard. Then there is nothing but sand and the wind.